listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for, cause I've been fucked up. But I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy George.
Is this the start?
It's up to you.
It's your boy Juice. We back with another week. How y'all doing?
Finally.
How you doing, George?
Don't ask me that.
How am I doing? I'm doing freaking fantastic.
Freaking?
Freaking. Not freaking, freaking.
Yeah, I didn't think it was freaking. Yeah, that's just weird.
Nobody freaks, they frick. Everybody just freaks.
You freak,
around.
You frick, then you just all wrong.
Yeah, you just like you fucking frick. Oh. I curse. The barrier's broken. If you didn't know, parental advisory on this whole thing is explicit.
We mark them all explicit. It's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you should know. It's like you might get some shit that you don't like. You might get some shit that you love.
That's what we do here.
That's what happens when you get lost in translation. Not really, but that's my definition of it. You know what I'm saying?
Let's say, I think normally you just get confused, but.
Yeah. That's why we picked that name. It's been so long, bro. We're going on 2 years doing this shit. I still enjoy it. I hope everybody had a good week. I guess we could just jump into the shit. So, good news. I think I'm ready to express the good news.
Okay, you finally gonna let it out?
Yeah, I think I'll let it out.
Go for it.
Your boy.
Anyway, I got... No, my bad.
Spoiler, George is a dick. No.
There ain't no spoiler. They know that by now.
Nah, I'm going to be a father. Congratulations
to
me. Yeah. George is going to be an uncle.
Damn straight.
I think so.
Wait, what?
I don't know how much of an uncle you're going to be. That's going to be your time to shine.
Why are you speaking on it?
I want everybody else to hear this just in case you're a bad uncle. So they're like, oh, at least
never
going to
let them know.
I'm letting you know.
If you say anything, I'll just cut it.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare. This is pure content. This is from the heart.
No, not now.
Ever.
I'm just saying ever.
No.
I am a bad uncle. And you say some shit,
yeah,
it's getting cut. No one's going
to
know.
If anything, I'm putting you in a position to be a bad uncle.
That's what I'm saying.
So, because everybody has low expectations now, and then you won't be the great uncle. You know what I mean? But if you be the best, that's even better, because they like, yo, he proved you wrong.
I mean, I guess.
See? I'm looking out for you.
It doesn't seem like it. I think you're just making it sound good.
I just being a bad brother.
What?
I guess that doesn't justify you being a good or bad uncle, but I'm just saying.
All right.
I think you're going to do a
this
terrific
is over-
job now.
This is overshadowing your news.
Now, you see what you did? Now I think you're going to do a terrific job. Now the bar is high.
I have no doubt.
Better do a chin up.
Anyway, this is all overshadowing your great news.
Oh, yes, of course. I'm having a baby, if you didn't hear that. Amongst that rambling of good or bad parenting. I mean, Uncle Ling.
This is where everybody claps.
Yes.
Applause.
Yep. We're going to put it. Right before this.
Perfect.
Nah, but yeah, man, I'm excited to be a father, man. For a while in my mind, I'm like, yo, like, I don't think I'm ready to be a dad. Not like before or after I got the news, just prior.
Before that, yeah.
Yeah, like in my relationship, I'm like, because she really wanted to be a mother, and I'm like, man, still young, and some shit I haven't done yet. I'm gonna have the time. But later, like in the year last year, I started to wrap my head around it. You know what I mean? TikTok showed me some baby videos and stuff. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah, like I feel like there's going to be scary moments. There are going to be fun moments, beautiful moments, like accomplishments that I just be proud. Like the only thing that I was afraid of, and I can say this financially.
Right.
Like I want to provide for my family as much as I can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if not family, my kids, if anything.
Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? Like, I have to be prepared to go hungry to make sure my baby's good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, put forth an uncountable I don't even know if this fucking made sense, of effort. Remember last episode we were talking about effort? This is where I put my effort in, okay. Which would have been an okay thing to talk about last episode.
But no.
Now, I didn't want to say, just in case, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to wait until after the first doctor's visit-ish. Right, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, man, I'm just ready to do that. How do you feel about a close friend or brother having a child? Like, are you excited for me? Were you like, damn, we can't go out anymore, even though we don't like that?
Yeah, I didn't have that fear at all.
You won't worry about that at all?
Nah, I was happy for you, man. I was excited. I know that it was something that you guys wanted to have happen sooner rather than later. I know there was kind of a soft time limit you guys were kind of working on. So, I was just excited for you, man.
Man, I appreciate it. Like, when I told you, I seen a little, like, in your face.
Yeah, it was a little shock.
It was like, oh, nigga, what? Stop playing with me. Yeah, I mean, it's, like, mad early. So it's going to seem like it's forever.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, most people find out after they're, like, 2-3 months pregnant or 2 months. You know what I mean? Maybe. I don't fucking know. But, you know, it's just going to be forever. And then the closer I get, the more, like, excited and nervous I'm going to be.
Right.
But, yeah, being a father, it's something I always wanted to be good at. Like, I always wanted children. Right.
I don't think anyone wants to be like, man, I want to be a bad father.
You got a point. But because they'd be like, either they want to be a good father or they don't want to be a father at all.
Right.
And the motherfuckers go get milk for years.
It happens.
You know what I mean?
Or cigarettes.
Especially, like, the stigma, the thing of black fathers.
Are you black?
Oh, yes. I forgot to mention that. Hi, I'm a black guy. No. Nah, but, like, luckily I was, you know what I mean, I had my dad in my life.
Right, right.
We moved to North Carolina, but, like, my father was still involved, like, and, you know what I mean, we have conversations sometimes, and me mentally, I can say, like, nobody can be perfect, but he did the best he could in the situation that he was put in, like, us moving to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't just up and leave Delaware to go to North Carolina. He got two other kids.
Right, right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I use it, you know, I come summertime and stuff like that, but I got a lot of people around me that are good fathers. That's what's up.
Yeah, good examples.
Yeah, yeah. Are you, like, you don't have to get, like, deep into it, but you want to be a father, right?
At some point, yeah.
At some point, yeah. Yeah, I know you do. Papa George.
I think it's sad for someone not to be.
Right.
If they don't have a reason, like, obviously there's fertility for some people. They're infertile. Yeah. They can't. Mm-hmm. But for anyone that can, I think it's sad that they don't.
Yeah.
Because especially for people that are, like, only children.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the fuck I'm trying to think of.
Right.
What the fuck is the word?
Single parent?
No, single child. The only child, yeah.
Yeah, only child right. Blues, yeah.
OnlyFans fucks my head up.
Oh, God.
Because now anything after only yeah, just... Yeah. Anyway, yeah, for only children, it's even worse because, like, it's the end of your family right there.
Hmm.
Right? If you're an only child and you don't have a kid, that's the end of your family's bloodline.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, there's, like, aunts and uncles and shit sometimes.
And adoption. But, like, just your main line. Mother, father, you.
Yeah, actual blood.
Yeah. Because they, like, they create, from their two families, they create one. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so you're the only child. This is the bloodline of your father and your mother mix. Mm-hmm. Aside of, like, who your father's brothers or sisters had and your mother's brothers or sister had.
Right.
Like, yeah, this is your family and your line. Like, I'm my dad's only child with his last name. Like, okay. I thought about this shit. Like you said, a lot of people don't have the, you know what I mean? The, what am I trying to say?
Ability?
Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
OnlyFans. No, I'm saying that. People don't have the OnlyFans too. Nah, ability to have children. So, like, I want to be able to have a child, but also be able to pass my father's name down.
Right.
Because there's no, like, there's no bad to the name. Like, I went and changed my name when my mom changed her name. Or she's been Curry for a while, but it ain't like I just was like, nah, I'm going to be a Curry. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm a Jackson. So I want to be able to pass that down and hopefully my kids. I don't know how many kids, like, I'm going to have.
Right.
But if I have one, I'd be good, you know? Like, I've thought about
it. At least you got
that.
One.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just the experience, too, you know what I mean? And, but just the responsibility also kind of bugs me. I lied. There's one more thing. Just, you know, because you're, I mean, you got this, your atmosphere, the people around you, or the things around you, where your child can be a product of their environment.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, who are you as a parent?
Right.
How you going to raise your child?
That's the most important part.
That, you know what I mean? So I want to make sure that the responsibility that I have to make this child, I don't even want to say an upstanding citizen, but I want the child to be better than me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You always want your seed to be better than you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, it's kind of like upgrading.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Right. It's just like,
keep going. I
want
to hear
you
this.
You know what I mean? You want your child to be a better person than you,
right?
Financially, experience, whatever. I mean, they're always going to look back to you to come for guidance and wisdom.
You hope.
But I feel like that's your goal, to make this person better, to make the world better.
Should be your goal.
You know what I mean? So they can make their children better.
Right.
You know what I mean? People don't think that deep, and I don't know why I'm thinking that deep, but I definitely want to do that. And I didn't think we were going to talk about being dead the whole time. But
hey, man, you took this.
Yeah. So I'm excited. Oh, that's all I got to say after that.
That's it?
After all that.
That's it?
Yeah. It was a little bit. You know what I mean? But, I can't give you all the game, all my knowledge.
That's fair.
An expected parent. You got to figure that out on your own.
Don't do that to me. I'm letting you go first. That way, when it's my turn.
Me, though. Yeah.
You can give me all the...
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Like, I'd be excited for you to have a child. Only because I know you. I'm like, how is this nigga going to raise his child? Not saying you're a bad person, but like...
That sounded terrible.
I know, it does sound terrible, but it's just like, what is a little George or Georgette going to be? You know?
Don't say that. That's a scary thought.
That's your first lesson. The nervousness,
just
like,
the sound of that. Hey, yeah. What's a little Jackson or Jacksonette gonna be like?
I know. Who knows? It's up to me and my baby mother, and our family, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah. Shit. I guess we can go to the next thing. Microsoft.
Yeah. Bought out Activision.
Blizzard. Activision Blizzard. I don't know if they can combine the name. I didn't know that.
I think Activision bought out Blizzard.
And then they
let them keep their name and their studios. And I guess Microsoft went in and bought
everything that Activision owned.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, did you see their roster of companies?
I didn't see the roster of companies. Is it huge?
It's huge.
Catalog.
Yeah.
So, if you didn't know, Microsoft owns Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And Activision is a studio for video games,
yep.
Blizzard, and whatever. So there's just been talks in the gaming world. What the fuck is Xbox going to do? So,
good question.
A lot of PlayStation fans, there's a lot of memes, a lot of talks like, yo, what the fuck's going on? I'm kind of trying to keep it linear, but I keep bouncing around in my mind. So one thing was that they have two previous PlayStation mascots,
mm-hmm.
OGs, legendary. It's Crash Bandicoot and Spyro.
Right.
Are owned by Activision. So now, granted, they let Xbox and the Switch carry these games after they're remastered and stuff like that, but now PlayStation, they don't have any rights to these games.
That's bad.
A little bit. Because like Crash and Spyro, they just came back out to actually get to the younger generation that didn't know anything about them too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that is some revenue, like, going off the table now, but it's not a terrible thing. But another big name that does own them, or is owned by them, Call of Duty.
Exactly.
that's what everybody's like, you know what I mean? Their real worry is like, what the fuck are they gonna do with Call of Duty? Since we got a TV, bro, do you mind pulling that up for us, brother? The games that Activision own, if you don't mind. Player.
Okay.
So yeah, like Call of Duty, PlayStation, they're wondering what in the hell they're gonna do with these games. Not PlayStation, but people that own a PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
According to Sony owns PlayStation.
You got all Call of Duty. You got Crash. Mm-hmm. You got Tony Hawk. Pro Skater.
Yeah. Which came back out and did pretty well.
You got Sekiro.
Which is Spyro. A big one.
Yep.
Sekiro was a huge game when it came out.
Skylanders. Not so big anymore, but.
Nah, that shit was fire at first.
Yeah, it's huge.
What was that? Prototype? They haven't made a prototype game in years.
It'd be cool to see a remaster of that, man. But
not even a remaster, just a new game. Can you imagine that right now?
You know them. They gotta make a remaster first.
Yeah, to get hype, to see if they can make a new game.
Exactly.
And I think that's what they did with Spyro and Crash.
Yep.
So the Sony execs, CEOs, they stated that we just feel like Microsoft should still follow the contractual things of like having cross play games and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Multi console games.
Right.
But a lot of PlayStation, like people were saying, when Call of Duty comes out, they always drop an exclusive thing for PlayStation before Microsoft gets it.
Right.
So now,
nah, no more.
that shit gonna be in the back seat. Which fucking sucks.
Bitches.
What else they got? They got World of Warcraft.
And the Blizzard does.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
How big is that game still?
People still playing it. Obviously.
Yeah. I guess I heard. I forgot. I think I was talking to Stevie. I think he said they have a subscription and shit now that people got to pay for. So they still bringing in a lot of revenue. Microsoft is really doing their thing after buying Bethesda and stuff like that as mm-hmm. well. They bought it for $7 billion. Jesus. $70 billion, excuse me.
$68.7 billion.
Like I said, it's been a lot of numbers up and down, but I was like, they rounded like black people, bro. Like if I buy a TV for $250, I'm gonna be like, I paid $300 for it, you know?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, the shit. Microsoft really doing their thing. How you feel about it being a You've been an Xbox guy to the core for the most part.
Yeah.
How you feel about the buy? What do you think they're gonna do?
It worries me a little bit, as far as monopolies go, because I mean, yikes! No one likes monopolies.
Disney.
It's just it's not good for any consumer. So that there's that fear there. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously they didn't just literally buy out all gaming studios everywhere. And there's still the indie world of games, which really isn't huge on console.
But it is big.
But it is big in PC.
Gaming in general.
But, I mean, as far as consoles go, you've got, I just saw something, I think it was yesterday. It was like Microsoft now has 34 studios. Sony's got 17.
Damn.
Nintendo only has like 9, including itself.
Game Freak. That's and one of them.
I think Sega has
they do
has
own
2.
Sega. Yeah.
Sega has 2.
Sega has 2, but I think, doesn't Nintendo own Sega? I want to say that Nintendo. Do they own Sega?
Sega bought by Nintendo. No, it's not owned by Nintendo.
But they real close partners, maybe.
Yeah, they do have the rights of many Sega games.
Ooh, I wonder who owns. I guess Sega is on its own.
Yeah.
They own the console rights.
To a lot of games.
Okay. Shit, except for like Sonic, they're big, Sega's big mascot,
right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
He's multi-platform as well. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, I don't know, man, this shit.
Yeah, it's just, I don't think it's going to shake up quite as much right off the bat. Because I don't think Microsoft is straight up going to make all these big titles like Call of Duty, Xbox exclusives.
Too much money.
Yeah, I think the cost
outweighs
ratio of like making them exclusive to try to drive purchases of the console versus leaving it non-exclusive and getting the benefit or the profits from selling on both consoles.
Yeah,
I don't think it equals out.
Yeah,
so I don't think they'd do something like that.
It'd be petty.
It would.
That'd be the only thing. It's just petty. Like Microsoft has a lot of money. Their hands are in a lot of things. It'd be so petty to not want to get that $70 billion back.
But I think it's gonna lead to a lot more Xbox exclusives.
Yeah.
Which I mean, they have a few, but Sony definitely holds the crown as far as exclusives.
Yeah, as far as like big exclusives, like
right.
You know what I mean? Game,
like most wanted exclusives. Yeah.
So like, I guess that's why Sony isn't like too pressed about it. I mean, at least they don't show it.
I think they worry now.
A little bit. Yeah, I would. Just the fact that you can get a next gen Xbox right now at any time that you want.
Yeah.
They can't give PS5s. They're generating more PS4s.
I was about to say, did you hear that stupid shit?
Yeah, that's dumb.
They're making more PS4s because they can't make PS5s.
It's not going to help when you only put PS5 games out.
Right.
Like, how long do you plan on stretching this PS4 run?
And why would someone want to buy a PS4 when they know what's happening and that it would be pointless to own a PS4 with the PS5s and the next-gen games coming out? Like,
think they believe in their exclusive like that? Is that like a move like, we ain't worrying about that. We would generate more 4s so Xbox players can come to 4 and play these.
Maybe
titles.
They're just stupid enough to think that people just want a Sony console. They're like, well, fuck, people can't get the 5. Let's just make more 4s because they just want a console. Like,
that shit don't make no damn sense.
No, people want the 5.
Yeah, you charging $300 to get one.
Exactly.
If I just save up and wait until I get a 5.
Be different if they were doing like a deal on 4s.
Yeah.
They made a whole bunch, but they lowered the price to like $250.
Yeah, something a little bit more reasonable. Not as close because, again, I'm black. If I say 300, I'm like, bro, all I need is 200 more to get a 5. Or
that's almost half, though.
It sounds better. Like, why would I go backwards? You know what I mean? And plus, most of us already have a 4. If you haven't got a 4 yet, I mean, not most of us, excuse me. If you want a PS5 so bad, more than likely you have a PS4.
True.
More than likely.
I mean, it has been like a decade. You've had time. Be different. It'd be different if it's only been out for like 5 years, how they used to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I just don't know what they're gonna do. Like, if they had any talks of a PS6 maybe coming out in a decade or so, you're kind of behind now. Because you can't get a PS5 in every home right now.
They should just quit it.
Yeah.
Gave up on it for a time period. Like, all right, we're having a lot of issues with production. We're going to put a pause on the PS5 and put a pause on the next-gen games.
Yeah.
Except they can't do it because the competition from Microsoft.
Yeah, and Microsoft obviously has no plan of slowing down.
Why would they?
And if that's the case, you better start fucking, like, buying, like, big studios or partnering up with them. You know what I mean? Just to make a power move, because obviously everybody's talking about this power move that Microsoft has done.
Right.
It's like, come on, y'all got to do something now. Don't just tell us.
Try to match.
Yeah, don't give us news that you can produce more 4s, but you can't give me a 5, which I don't have right now. Dicks. I had so many opportunities to, like, as far as financially, to get one. Mm-hmm. But I can't find a motherfucking 5. Like, I'm not. Fuck this conversation. But I just feel Microsoft is stepping up. But I still don't want an Xbox. You get
Which
what I mean?
It's crazy. I don't understand you.
Like, no. How can I explain it? Fuck you, George. I had to throw that out there. I'm sorry.
That's fair. They're stepping up, and not in a way to, like, recruit
Force
you.
Me to get one.
Yeah.
Activision is big, but it's not that big. Because Insomniac's been making these Spider-Man games, mm-hmm. but Activision has been involved with, I think, all of them.
But if you think about it.
Yeah.
With that acquisition and Xbox's Game Pass.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother world of games opening up with that Game Pass.
Yes, it is. And then Sony announced that they're having a Game Pass, but...
Fuck Sony.
Nobody gives a fuck about it because Xbox is like 2 years ahead of you now.
Right, and they had their shot and they put out some shit.
Yeah, some bullshit. Who wants PS Now?
It's trash.
We want a Game Pass. That's the only thing I like and enjoy about Xbox is that they have this beautiful Game Pass that has a shit ton of games, classic games.
Mm-hmm.
And current games, I think, too. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Some
got everything. Games.
Yeah, like, it's fire. I don't see why you wouldn't want to have Game Pass. If you have an Xbox and don't have Game Pass, you're a dumbass. Sorry, George. But you're not much of a...
I want to pay for it.
You're a gamer, but you're not a gamer. Yeah, like, it's complicated with you. But, yeah, man, I just wanted to hear your point on the whole Microsoft buying Activision. They out here making moves. They bought Bethesda. They was like, all right.
You know something. I mean?
Yeah. And then they fucking turn around and buy Activision. Now you're like, hold on, fucking Walt Disney. Like, let's calm right. down. I don't know. We'll see, though. We'll see what's shaking up with them. We keep y'all posted if y'all give a fuck. Because I'm going to talk about it. Now, what else we got, Jorge? Celebrity deaths. Obviously, we've been getting a lot of celebrity deaths early.
Yeah.
I mean, well,
a lot of people died lately.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of them are older people, so a lot of the younger generation don't know them.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Betty White, Meat Loaf.
Everybody know Betty White, though.
Yeah.
We didn't say Sidney Poitier last time.
Sidney Poitier, yeah.
Bob Saget.
Yeah, thank you. I couldn't think of him.
I mean, and I know this was a little... I think it was before the new year, but like Norm MacDonald, like
yeah, he was November, wasn't he?
Yeah, like
yeah,
but like just noticing how many of these well known people are dying, like what the hell is going on?
This is more than normal. Like yeah. Usually it's two or three at a time. Yeah. This is like five.
It's kind of getting out of hand in a way. Like
concerning.
Yeah, yeah.
It made me think.
Oh, no, yeah, good.
My bad.
No, you good.
It made me think, like, so they're all older.
Uh-huh.
You think they're just letting go because they know what's coming in the world? I mean, they're rich, so they obviously got a different outlook on the world. They've got different perceptions, and they probably get more information than we do, frankly.
Like, yeah.
You think they're like, you know, I had a good long life. I had experiences. I did what I wanted to do in life, but I see what's coming in the future.
Yeah.
And I ain't trying to go through that shit. So they're like, they just let go.
It could be. It could be a lot of people just saying, like, I'm not fighting anymore, like you said, because of what's going on, because it's getting closer to home. Like, maybe they're starting to realize, like, this shit is creeping up.
That's deja vu.
Is it?
For me.
Yeah.
I'm having deja vu right now.
That's wild. I hear that deja vu is having your life is working out the way it's supposed to be.
I don't like that.
I mean, like, it's panning out. Yo, we talking about death, but this is crazy. So, you remember Logic's album, Everybody?
Yeah.
Remember Neil deGrasse Tyson was God, quote yeah. unquote. And he was explaining why he keeps dying.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go back to a different time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yo, what if that's deja vu? Like, they I forgot what they call it. It's like an egg theory.
I don't know if that makes sense because every time he went back, it was to live a different human's life.
Exactly.
So why would you remember something? Because if you're supposed to be in a different body,
mm-hmm.
experiencing a different life.
Because you're me. Like, if you think about it, when you have a deja vu, usually it's around other people.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I mean? So
I wasn't making that connection, but yeah, I see where you're coming from.
So it's something about the egg theory to where I think that's what it kind of stemmed from. Mm-hmm. It's like you live every life, every experience, you become a little bit more conscious.
Right.
And I can't think of another word. But ultimately, at the end, you become the higher power. You become God.
Right.
Hence, the chicken before the egg or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
So this came from a TikTok where this guy was explaining. I can't really remember because this came out of the blue. We didn't plan on talking about this.
Right.
But he was saying off of somebody else's TikTok, like TikTok, that there's no way everybody in here is real. Like, they're conscious. There's too many people around here that's like to be like they're NPCs. You know what I mean? Like, in that sense. And he was like, yeah, I can't understand what that means, but this comes from that egg theory. So let me give you this. It's just like you feel more aware the more times that you come back. And I'm probably fucking this up, but I always think about that. And that's what made me think about deja vus. I'm like, maybe you're experiencing this from a past life. It's just everything seems familiar in that sense. So in logic shit, Neil deGrasse saying like, yo, you gotta become Hitler, you gotta become MLK, you gotta become a peasant on the street, you gotta have cancer multiple times, you gotta have, you know what I mean? That shit is crazy. And that's a different look on reincarnation. Not necessarily saying that you're gonna come back depending on your karma. It's just, yo, you're gonna have to experience this before you come become like this higher being, the better living, the life. Does that, like, scare you?
I don't really...
That shit sound kind of scary.
I mean, I don't think I believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, an interesting, like, thought exercise and everything, but I don't feel like that's how it works.
Okay.
So, there's not any fear because I don't believe it, but... Nah, because I don't know why there'd be fear.
It seems comforting, right?
It'd be...
At the same
mind-boggling. Because, like, trying to think of the fact that, so, at some point, I will relive being you.
Yep. Or you already have.
Or I have.
Because you just had a deja vu.
And every single person, like, it's just a weird thought.
Yeah, right. It's too much to grasp. Because you like, bro, there's no way. So many people in this world that died and are currently being born.
Right.
For you to live through all these lives in a consistent loop, like, who do you have to live through before you become that higher power? It's a lot of people dying.
Right.
And
do you do it until apparently the end of the earth? Until every last human is dead?
Right. And how many times do I see this?
As many people are alive at the
That's
end.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. Like, just thinking about it. It's scary, but comforting because it's like ultimately you become a higher being and you live in quote unquote paradise.
But what if, think about, like, what if in the future, like, we extend our lives way beyond what a human should be able to survive?
Like it's been.
No, I'm talking, like,
oh.
And you got people that live, like, almost millennia.
Great, yeah.
Obviously, unnaturally, but you tell me them too? You got to live through 1,000 years in one person's body?
I mean, but if you think about it. They say, like, our time is very short. Even 1,000 years is not a lot compared to how long the Earth's been
in. Yeah, and I mean, time is relative, blah, blah, blah.
Right, so, like, regardless that we're living in, we won't remember this shit. We might catch a glimpse. You know what I mean? I mean, not unless we're all one conscious and this conscious is living through, I don't know, I'm not about to get that deep into it, bro.
Could you imagine being... How am I going to word this? Being a being.
I knew you was going to say that. I was thinking that. I lived your life before, bro.
Being a being that lives outside of our understanding of time and space and logic. Like, where... All right, so, like, imagine... I'm talking, like, being Neil deGrasse Tyson in that example. Mm-hmm. That God who's trying to guide... someone else through the experience. That means that you did that whole shit yourself. You experienced all that. You've gotten through the process. You remember that.
Yeah.
And now you've gotten another person through it who's been doing it for at least 2,000 years.
Yeah.
At least, because I mean, if you think about, he's got to go through every person in every time period. So it might have been
in the galaxy,
who knows, infinitely longer than 2,000 years.
Yeah.
And like their understanding of time can't be the same.
No way. There's no way.
It can't.
Like, I think we're mixing theories too. We're mixing theories here.
No, because I mean, if he's a being that's already been through that, and he's guiding someone else through it, he's outside of.
Oh yes, okay, I see what you're saying.
I'm saying like,
so like he's coming back instantly, probably. It seems like he's not waiting on him to come back 1,000 years. That what you're saying? He's probably just coming back, damn near instantly. It seems like.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is that how time works for him?
It might not be as like, relative as you.
Is there even think. Time for him?
It probably isn't.
Like,
he's being a mentor.
Because there's got to be, in some way, shape, or form, on some plane of existence or another, that time literally isn't a thing.
Right. Got to be.
I can't imagine what that is.
Death.
Like, even describing how that is.
Right.
Who knows? Maybe not even death.
Maybe.
How do you know?
Right.
How do you know?
We don't.
Exactly.
It's wild, bro.
Like that, it always upsets me how little we understand. Yeah, anything. Like, I mean, you literally.
Whoa, remix.
Literally, take any topic, and I mean. We know nothing about it. The human body. We don't know everything about the human body.
Just know the basics.
The brain. We don't even know everything about the brain.
Yeah. And what it's capable of.
The earth. We might think we do. The formation, but we don't know for sure. There's still theories about how the earth formed. So we even know that. Like, we literally don't know everything about anything.
Right.
So, like, it makes me sad. Because I don't think we'll ever get to a point where we do.
And this is probably why some people, you know, when faith comes in, it's like, that's why you don't ask questions. You know what I mean? Because, hear me out.
No, go ahead.
It's like, that's why you don't ask questions, because we'll never understand. The only thing you should understand is faith and where you will go through. I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, you go through your faith. We'll never understand. We'll probably never get to that point. And that's why just like believe in God and he'll guide you. And yeah. I mean, maybe.
But I mean, fuck that. It's not, I'm not saying it in a sense of to know, not for the spirituality side of it.
Okay.
I just mean literally just for the fact of knowing, the knowledge side of it.
I got you.
And it's not even like the afterlife I'm talking about, just literally anything.
Anything, yeah. You just talking about,
cause I mean,
being in that moment, not ever knowing. Like anybody, not just me and you, because we'll never make that time.
Oh, for sure.
Our kids will never make that time.
I don't think humanity will ever.
Yeah, I'm about to say if they ever.
Because I mean, even if you get the knowledge of like this world, there's still planes outside of this world.
Yeah.
Like, for sure, I'm sure it's probably still theoretical somehow.
Stick it in your gut.
Yeah.
Say it with your gut.
Okay. I'm sure. Nah. There's a fourth dimension.
Uh-huh.
There's probably dimensions beyond that.
Right.
And just, we'll never know.
Oh, man. It's crazy. And it's crazy, like you said, we don't know how the Earth was formed. We don't know anything about Earth. But we always talk about we're destroying it or... how to save it.
Right. There's even conflicting ideas about that.
Yeah.
Like, that it's normal for the Earth. Like, it goes through cycles. Like, there was the Ice Age. But before that, it was a hot period just like this. And that led to a freezing period like that.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is that how the world works?
Yeah.
How do we know?
We don't know. Ain't like we can speak to the Earth directly.
We don't.
To ask her. What the hell is going on? Like, what's next for us?
God. Maybe. Cryptids.
Yeah.
Is there really a Bigfoot? Were there unicorns? We don't know.
Yeah, we don't. We don't, man. And it's crazy, like, and we can just go on a whole, like, rabbit hole of this shit.
Gods.
Yes.
Gods of previous cultures.
Yeah.
Were they real? Were they real beings?
I don't know.
Did the... losing the belief of those peoples make them non-existent anymore? Because, I mean, a god is, you can say, is based off of people's beliefs. So if those people die out and there's no more belief,
like American,
the god would not be there. Yeah.
Like American gods, yeah.
Oh, no. The fuck?
Hell, it's, man. And the more you think, you just like, yo, it make my head hurt thinking about that shit. You know what I mean? I'm just sitting there like, all these things could be possible. And then you have mixed emotions about the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, yo, it's frightening of the unknown. Probably good that we're oblivious. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's meant for us to be oblivious. You know what I mean? We just fucking lice of the earth.
That's a good question. Is it on purpose? Could it be if we discovered this, we would, something bad would happen?
Yeah.
Is this a higher power trying to protect us from ourselves? Because humans are naturally inquisitive. So, like, if you put a block on them so that they don't learn something that literally breaks their world, would it just be helping them?
Possible.
No one knows.
Nobody knows.
The title of this fucking episode, Nobody Knows. Lost it, but nobody knows.
Yeah, man, that shit's deep, man. Like, I'm going to send you that video so you can watch it. Maybe he can explain it to you a lot better, but I think I still got it somewhere. I thought I sent it to you, jerk.
Did you?
I probably didn't. Usually I send shit about food.
That's fair.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
It's what I want to see.
Yeah. I love food. Fucking Capriati's got a Wagyu. That's how you say it? Wagyu.
Fuck Capriati's.
Tell you, bro, it's a light-skinned thing.
Not liking Capriati's?
Nah, just fuck everything. Fuck air. I don't need it.
You said it.
Fuck time. I don't gotta follow it.
I wish it worked like that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Maybe it does. Nobody knows.
Nah. Look, guys. You know what it is? It's the Lost in Translation podcast. Shit. You got any last words? I'm sorry. Think about it. Nobody knows. No,
trying to think of a word that meant that. Philosophical.
Philosophical. Blissful.
Like a bug.
Syphilis. No.
What?
Nah. But look, you know what it is. Like, comment, share. You know where to find us. Join the conversation. Let us know. Give us some theories about.
Please, that was a lot.
Yeah.
Literally anybody could chime in on that.
Anybody. From any, like, it branches off to so many different things. And I'm pretty sure we're not the only people that talk about this shit.
I hope not.
Maybe not on a daily basis.
All right, true.
But, you know, there's no way that you didn't get high and not talk about this shit. Which would probably make me paranoid if I was high.
I don't know. It might have made for a better conversation.
Maybe a psychedelic. No.
We wouldn't be able to talk during that. It might help us understand better.
Yo, we might see some shit.
DMT.
Yeah, I heard that high feel like forever, but it's only like 5 minutes.
I have also heard that.
Wow.
I want to try it.
I know you do. I know you do. I'm not ready there. I'm not in that being of being ready. I mean, you,
it's fair. No, it's fair.
Like ayahuasca, I'm pretty sure you want to try that.
No.
No?
No.
You have a shaman,
the experience sounds cool.
Yeah.
But I've heard like the process of it isn't exactly enjoyable. It can lead to shits, throwing up. Like, it's not a comfortable experience to go through.
It's just detoxing, bro.
Yeah, but it's immediate.
That's fine.
And during it.
It's cool.
And it sounds like a rough.
Some people's lives are better after.
A rough process to do. I'm not saying I'm not willing.
Yeah, yeah.
It just sounds like it'd be rough.
Rather do DMT first. See the colors and shit.
I don't really have a list of preference.
The only way is if it was snuck to me, and I don't want to do that either, but I can't do anything.
I think that'd
to stop
be way
it.
Worse.
Yeah, yeah, I wouldn't know how to stop it.
Instead of fucking know where you go on a fucking DMT trip? No.
That'd be wild.
That would fuck you up. That might fuck your life up.
Yeah, it might. I might be traumatized after
Yeah, your
shit.
Mental might be destroyed.
Anyway, we almost went to another conversation.
Yeah, we could.
This has been the Lost in Translation podcast.
Thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit. We lit. We lit. We lit.